the Lions yesterday reminded me of the Dolphins. Because the Dolphins have had those moments in years past, different kinds of coaches, different quarterbacks, but they've had these issues where they didn't have enough offense and they kept settling for field goals. Last night, you know, rest in peace. I don't mean anything bad by it, but it was just reminding me of Tony Sparano. And it just seems like, if you're a Dolphins fan and you see field goals, how do you not think Sparano? I know he's a great guy. Rest in peace. I wish him the best, obviously, and his family. Fantastic. And, you know, he's with the good Lord now, and he's a good man. But it would drive us, most of us, crazy when he would settle for a three-pointer and love it. Fist pumping, all that stuff. You have to feel like a semi-failure most of the time when you settle for a field goal. And when you do it in this league, it's suicide. And who knows that better than us, Dolphin fans? How many times did we sit there going, our team is settling for field goals. We're playing against Brady. We're playing against Peyton Manning. We're playing against Drew Brees. We're playing and so on and so forth. You can't do that against these kind of guys. And when you're playing Aaron Rodgers, once even with backup receivers, I'm sorry, because he had on the field a sixth-round receiver and two undrafted receivers. And he beat you. Why? Because he's Aaron Rodgers. So if you want to keep scoring 3 points against the great quarterbacks, then you get what you deserve. I look at the stats, right? I wrote them down just for fun because I knew them, but I wanted to have them ready for you guys. Okay? Aaron Rodgers, 24 of 39, 283 yards. Two touchdowns. Matt Stafford, 18 of 32, 265 yards, zero touchdowns. Ladies and gentlemen, you just can't do that. You just can't do that. You're Matt Stafford. Your drives cannot all end on field goals. Can't do it. You can't kick 5 field goals. That's just 15 points. 2 touchdowns equals it. In this league, it is absolute suicide. Yes, the Trey Flowers calls were terrible. I can't defend the referees. They were terrible, but here's what I have for you. The game ended 23-22. So let's just say you stop them, okay? And Detroit gets a drive. What was it going to end? In a field goal? Because the Packers could have scored a touchdown at the end of that game and chose not to. So they left 4 more points on the board if they felt like it. So even if Detroit kicked another field goal with one of their possessions, what?
Oh, that last possession, they had a touchdown. He dropped so that they could run out the clock. Bottom line, he had a touchdown. He had a touchdown.
That's what I just said. I know that. But what I'm saying is, even if Detroit had another possession, what were they going to do with it? A field goal? It's just, You got what you deserve. What I heard last night from the Lions part, it's loser talk. I used to tell Dolphin fans that, and some of them would get pissed at me. Because they would do the same thing. And they would complain about a referee's call or two, and yeah, it made a difference, but what ultimately made a difference was that your offense was pathetic, and it kept settling for field goals. And you can't do that. You can't. 5 of your offensive trips cannot end in 3 points when you're facing great quarterbacks. And I get it. They got screwed on a couple calls. But overall, if you end a couple of those drives on touchdowns, just two of them, instead of five field goals, you end two of them in touchdowns, we're not even talking about the referees. You're mentioning it in passing, hey, they screwed Flowers, but man, they won anyway. That's what would have happened. But it didn't happen because you're a loser. You kept settling for field goals. Keep doing that and you'll keep end up losing against great quarterbacks. Because great quarterbacks, that is why Matt Stafford is a good quarterback and not a great quarterback. He has great talent. He has elite arm strength. But he is not a great quarterback. Great quarterbacks get their teams into the end zone.
Another aspect to remember. Another two turnovers for Aaron Rodgers in the red zone, which is unlike him.
Yeah, he had an interception yesterday. So, yeah, no, I know. But, again, you had your chance. And when you have your chance, brother, you got to go for the jugular. And the field goal is not a jugular. Never has been, never will be. It's like the 7-Up commercial. Never had it, never will.